We're joined by Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal and Marianne Goodland with Colorado Politics. Ed, Senate Bill 1 is a top priority bill for the session, and it looks like we're seeing some significant changes.
Yeah, during late night debate Wednesday, a major amendment was added to the bill that did a couple of things. First of all, the bill originally required this legislature to set aside 10% of its general fund sales tax revenues each year to go to transportation, largely to pay back bonds that would accrue at about $250 million a year. The change just sets aside $250 million instead, so it puts a lesser amount aside, and it also pushes back the bonding initiative that would go before voters until 2019. The aim of this, said amendment sponsor Senator Rachel Zenzinger, a Democrat of Arvada, is to let the Denver Chamber of Commerce run a sales tax measure first in 2018. If that passes, then we don't have to bond at all, Zenzinger says. If it doesn't, then, hey, we've given the voters a shot at that. We'll let them take it in 2019. This is split Republicans, but it passed because several Republicans got involved and said, look, this is the way to get the bill through the Democratic-held House, and it's likely going to be going on there soon.
Democrats, a lot of them have been pretty wary about a certain dollar amount going to these bonds that would be paid out for years. Is there still that concern?
I think so, because if they devote general fund over a period of years, Democrats get very nervous about what happens if we get another recession. And you've seen organizations like Moody's Analytics that says Colorado is way overdue for a recession and that there isn't enough money in reserves to cover even a moderate recession. So it would push the state back into the situation that we were in 2010, which is that they were having to pay back these bonds on previous transportation projects and having to cut in other areas. And the biggest cut, of course, was to K-12 education, which is the Democrats' number one, that's their number one priority.
Yeah, and there still is no definitive signal that the House Democrats, who have railed against the idea of bonding, are going to jump behind this. But I think the likelihood is a lot better now, especially because Governor Hickenlooper asked for a $500 million one-time transfer of funds for transportation next year's budget. Senate Democrats on the Joint Budget Committee have agreed to that. This amendment also includes that. I think some of the fight at this point will be less about bonding and more about some of the other provisions Republicans stuck in there, such as one that's going to make it a lot harder for the Colorado Department of Transportation to add tolling lanes as they expand roads like I-25 and I-70.
So what's changed with some of the Democrats' thinking on this long-term bond?
I think their change in thinking is that the voters, given the chance, may pass a sales tax in November. There was also, I think, a bit of a change in thinking after the most recent budget forecast that basically said you have $1.3 billion in unaccounted for funds to spend next year. And the idea that they couldn't pass a bill increasing transportation funding was going to look pretty bad on them going into the 2018 election if something didn't happen.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. There's an expectation by Republicans and lots of other folks as well outside of the Capitol that the legislature has got to put up some money on this. It's not just asking for a tax increase isn't fair, particularly when the state has, for the first time in a very long time, a real surplus that they could put toward this transportation backlog that we have.
Thanks, Marianne Goodland with Colorado Politics and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Benta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.